Tonight we begin with a the extremist group the Pentagon today called a threat like no other. Good evening, I'm Micah Mater.
And I'm Mark Sapelsa. It is our top story. ISIS is the group that beheaded James Foley, the journalist who was the Northwestern grad. Now WGN Investigates has uncovered an online war that includes an implied threat to a Chicago landmark building. It's a nasty, sometimes horrible, back and forth coming on the heels of the U.S. bombing of ISIS forces in Iraq. Facebook and Twitter pages with titles like hashtag a message from ISIS to U.S. and vice versa. There, near the top of this tit for tat, is the gruesome video and pictures of journalist James Foley's beheading.
He was strong, courageous, loving to the end. I mean, we just hardly recognize our little boy. I mean, he was just a hero.
As a mother and father's grief goes public, some Americans posted on the site disgusting photoshopped images of Islamic religious leaders having sex with animals and images of U.S. firepower.
When people harm Americans anywhere, we do what's necessary to see that justice is done.
One of the tweets shows the ISIS flag in front of the White House. But scroll down a little farther and you see a picture that might look familiar. Not the writing, which is in Arabic, but the building in the background. That is on Michigan Avenue. 307 North Michigan Avenue, to be precise. It's at the corner of Michigan and South Water. And it's called the Old Republic Building.
No cameras in the lobby?
What we found online was stunning, so we brought it to the attention of the building security team. The apparent message in this photo, dated June 20th of this summer, is soldiers of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria will pass from here soon. Other tweets show the same two pictures saying, we are in your state, we are in your cities, we are in your streets, you are our goals anywhere.